It's that eye he looks through when he rolls the other two up. To own such an ability as this, and to express it with something as humble as a pencil, ye gods. He almost expected to see the pulse begin to beat in the hollows of the old man's temples, where clock springs of veins had been delineated with only a few gentle feathered shadings. At the corner of the full and sensuous lips, the gunslinger could see the wink of a single, sharp tusk, tooth, and he thought the lips of the drawing might come to life and part as he looked, revealing a mouthful of fangs. One mere wink of white, which was only a bit of unmarked paper after all, made the imagination see all the rest, and even to smell the reek of meat that would accompany each outflow of breath. Patrick had perfectly captured a tuft of hair curling from one of the king's nostrils, and a tiny thread of scar that wove in and out of the king's right eyebrow like a bit of string. It was a marvelous piece of work, better by far than the portrait the mute boy had done of Susanna. Surely, if Patrick had been able to erase the sore from that one, then he could erase the Crimson King from this one, leaving nothing but the balcony railing before him and the closed door to the tower's barrel behind. Roland almost expected the Crimson King to breathe and move, and so surely it was done. Surely. But it was not. It was not. And wanting would not make it so. Not even needing would make it so. It's his eyes, Roland thought. They were wide and terrible, the eyes of a dragon in human form. They were dreadfully good, but they weren't right. Roland felt a kind of desperate, miserable certainty and shuddered from head to toe, hard enough to make his teeth chatter. They're not quite right. Patrick took hold of Roland's elbow. The gunslinger had been concentrating so fiercely on the drawing that he nearly screamed. He looked up. Patrick nodded at him, then touched his fingers to the corners of his own eyes.